Yog, Nog, and Baby Tog by Courtney Starkey. Just as far as the eye can see loom yellow mountains and purple trees. A yog over here, a nog over there, and a baby tog in my hair. Baby Tog, how are you?
Good, 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 except my shoe.
Except your shoe? What's the matter?
Just look at Nog, chatter, chatter.
I look at Nog, and what do I view? Baby Tog's polka dot shoe. And Nog's tail wagging, and Nog's mouth bragging about what he says he will do, do, do.
First I'm gonna bite it, then I'm gonna fight it, and when I'm done, it'll be goo, goo, goo.
Goo, goo, goo? That'll never do. Are they gonna eat Tog's shoe stew?
No way, Tog. They'll never brew this thing you call Tog's shoe stew. Plus, just look, Yog's not convinced, and I bet he'll come to your defense.
I think you're right. He is a good friend, but will he save my shoe before it meets its end?
I have faith in Yog. He's been nice before. Plus, I doubt bullies impress him anymore.
Anymore, anymore? Whatever do you mean?
I mean the bully inside him was once quite keen.
What? Yog was a what?
Yep. He was a bully and such.
Yog over here? Not Yog over there? Not Yog from South Central? Or Yog from Park Square?
Nope. Our very Yog. Yog Poindexter, Alexander III. He wanted to be seen. He demanded to be heard. But something happened. He grew up and matured. So let's watch and see Yog's reaction to Nog's words and to Nog's actions. Just you and me behind this tree, free to watch our Yog buddy.
Goo, 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 I'll make of this shoe, and baby Tog will go boo, hoo, hoo. He's little and he's weak and he's blue, 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 and there's absolutely nothing he can do, do, do.
Nog, what's going on? Why take his shoe? Why make baby Tog go boo, hoo, hoo? He's a baby and he's sweet and he's new to this planet that's been good to you.
Good to me? That I'd like to see. Tell it to my brother, who's as mean as can be. He always makes fun, always saying I'm dumb, and quite frankly, he's a real bully.
A bully, you say? Why would he act that way? Doesn't he know you're younger and don't have as much say?
Yes, he knows, but he takes advantage. He'll even steal my shoes and go on a rampage.
He steals your shoes? That makes me take pause. It makes me think of you and Baby Tog.
Me and Baby Tog, why think of us two?
Because Baby Tog has a lot in common with you.
In common with me? How can that be? I'm totally red and he's totally blue.
Sure he's blue and with green stripes too. And you know what? A bully took his shoe.
A bully took his shoe like my brother took mine? Where is this bully? I'll give him a piece of my mind.
Baby Tog is so sweet and needs shoes on his feet. What should I say when this bully and I meet? You better think fast, because I have a surprise. Look right now, before your very eyes.
Before my very eyes is only a mirror.
Are you saying I'm the bully? How do you figure? Did you take his shoe?
Well, I have to say yes.
Is it likely he's sad now?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you see the connection between you and your bro? You both get mad, and then you both blow. And those around you better watch out, because you're known to menace when you pout. You break plates and glasses, mock friends and harass us, and you, even you, bully through a shoe. You took Tog's shoe to make him cry. Why, Nog, why? I must ask why.
Well, my brother, on this very morning, was mean to me, with no reason or warning. It made me so mad, I didn't know what to do. Then I acted out of anger and took someone else's shoe. I took Tog's shoe because I'd had enough. It was my turn to be mean and to get tough. It felt good to be in charge of the situation, but now I'm realizing a big complication.
What's the complication, Nog, my friend?
I don't want to act like my bro. This has to end.
I think you're right. You're better than that. When things get bad, you can't overreact. So what should we do about Baby Tog's shoe?
Seems to me there's only one thing to do. It's up to me, and only me, to offer his shoe and an apology.
An apology? Nog, you're off to a great start. You're opening your mind and opening your heart. Baby Tog will be happy, and so will you. It'll be a relief that your bullying is through.
You're right, it will. I feel like a pill. And I know in the future what to do.
When my bro is a bully and I'm feeling angry, I'll be sure to find you. Because when I talk to a friend, my anger will end. And that means I'll be kind to others too.
Baby Tog, congrats, you're getting back your shoe.
I'm getting my shoe and other things too.
Whatever do you mean? A shoe is all I've seen. What are these gifts for you?
Well, first there's the shoe, but I learned a lesson too. That bullies' feelings get hurt and they can feel blue.
I like what you've learned. Guess what else you've earned? Compassion wins friends. Friends for you. Friends that are kind and friends that are true. The end.